with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
American Nuck Radio.
That's right, it's American Nuck Radio Friday edition. That means Rock Friday, but instead of Mr. Mike Phillip, it's me, a Leprechaun, filling in. So before the show can go, we gotta do the daily hello. And I've got some Trans-Siberian Express to play in the background this week. Let's see how this baby goes. Good afternoon, you American knuckers. Happy, happy Christmas Eve. It's the 358th day with only 12 to go in 2021. Today is Christmas Eve. It kicks off a series of holiday traditions. Some are ancient practices with a modern spin, while others date back hundreds of years. Christmas Eve is filled with both religious and non-religious traditions that center around the birth of Jesus. On Christmas Eve, Roman Catholics and Anglicans hold a midnight mass. Lutherans celebrate the candlelight service and Christmas carols. Many evangelical churches hold evening services where families celebrate Holy Communion. Besides religious services, there's a holiday is when Santa Claus takes to the skies in his sleigh to deliver Christmas gifts around the world. Other names for the white bearded man in the red suit include Father Christmas, Chris Kringle, and Saint Nicholas. Hey, nephew, that's whom you're named after, Saint Nicholas. And you got popped in December to boot. Hey, hey, hey. No matter what he is called, the legend of Santa is based on a real-life man named Saint Nicholas of Myra. It's also National Eggnog Day, also known as Egg Milk Punch. Eggnog is a popular drink throughout the United States during the holidays. The sweetened dairy-based beverage is traditionally made with milk, cream, where's the bell? There's the bell. And eggs and spices when served at parties and holiday get-togethers. Liquor, hold her by the ears, is often added to the eggnog. Many people prefer brandy, rum, whiskey, bourbon, or vodka. For additional Hollywood cheer, garnish the glass with a sprinkle of cinnamon, a nutmeg, or a pumpkin spice. It's day 649 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse. We'll be on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. What nationality is Santa Claus? North Polish. Ooh, because he's from the North Pole. Oh, that was bad. Wow. Hey, we still have 2 minutes left of the Trans-Siberian background music. I should just shut my mouth and let it play for a second, huh? Okay. Okay, I gave it a second. Let's go ahead and finish Trans-Siberian Express. Well, my friends and family, normally it's Mike Frorup filling in, doing his Rock Friday gig, but he was kind enough to let me take over for the day. I am so grateful. Thank you, Mr. Mike. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And seeing how tomorrow is the big day, that means it's Christmas Day tomorrow, I thought we'd make it a happy, happy, joy, joy, Rock Friday, and do a set of real Christmas tunes, you know, the traditional kinds that everybody grew up with, grandma singing around the campfire, singing around the fireplace there, you know, around the panani or whoever happened to play a musical instrument. And then I thought we would throw in some, twisted Christmas songs hither and thither just to break up the monotony from the regular normal. So without further ado, let's make it a happy, happy, happy Rock Friday. Friday, I got the Platters and Darius Rucker. I think Linda wanted to hear Darius for you in this first set. So, to the tunes, we are gone, and I will hush up myself up.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
Won't you please come home for Christmas? Everyone will be there. When it's time, come home for Christmas. We'll have your favorite chair. When your heart starts reminiscing things like kissing mistletoe, the glistening you'll be missing on the tree decked with cotton snow. So if you come home for Christmas, oh, how the bells will ring as we gather in the chapel. How we'll sing. It's been long, but please remember, it's in late December that the faithful all come home for Christmas.
Tiny little boots covered in snow, apple cider warming on the stove, so twinkling everywhere, holly hanging on the stairs. It must be Christmas Eve. Angel sitting high upon a tree, watching over presents patiently. Milk and cookies on a plate, Santa Claus is on his way. The kids should be fast asleep, but sleigh bells are ringing in their heads, twisting like little tops in their beds, trying to sleep, but it's no use, with hoofs tap tapping on the roof. Peeking out the window to see what they can see. It's a candy cane Christmas, sweet as it can be. Kids will wake up awfully early, 'cause they can't wait to see if Santa made it, so they can say, look what he brought me. Sleigh bells are ringing in their heads, drifting like little tops in their beds, trying to sleep, but it's no use, with hoofs tap, tapping on the roof, peeking out the window to see what they can see. It's a candy cane Christmas, sweet as it can be. It's a candy cane Christmas, sweet as it can be.
Well, now, didn't he say up on the roof? Was he talking about American Pride Roasters? They have that coffee on the roof. And I know he said sweet as can be. And they have them peppermint, I do believe, coffee drops. They've got all kinds of stuff. That's over at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. They've got the bells. They've got, let's see, Uranus, I think is one. Browns. Uh-huh. Let's try this after three more drinks. Brad's Brown Bag. You thought I'd get all tied-tongued and couldn't gout it, didn't you, see? But I did. Yeah, happy Christmas Eve. Yay. Oh, man, I hope everybody is having a fantastic day. Parties galore all the way around. I mean, what more could you ask for? Old Chicago had theirs this morning. Oh, man, was that great. Good grub. A whole bunch of us get together, have a whole bunch to drink. Everybody brings food in. I love bringing in food. And, you know, naturally, there's always a little bit left over. So as you're sliding out the door, you kind of scoop up a few leftovers and take home. Ooh, boy, good stuff. Maynard, thank you, old Chicago, and all my friends down there. All right, let's see. We're doing Christmas music. I mean, hey, it's Christmas Eve. You got to have Christmas music, right? I've always liked this one. It's the waitresses doing Christmas wrapping, you know, where they keep running. It's cute. And how about some Vince Guido Trio? And I know I just butchered that name, but as soon as you hear it, you'll know what it is. All right, my friends and family, to some more Christmas tunages right here on Rock Friday on Americanuck Radio on Mojo 50. To the tunes we go. We'll be right back.
man should appear in the line as that guy I've been chasing all year. And this one alone, he said, the break this year's been crazy. I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberries too? Then suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic brought this tale to a very
Lucy from Vince Garrillo. Evidently, there are a bunch of Italians that did that. If they didn't bring back Goosebumps, everybody has seen, Charlie Brown. Yeah, great. Well, it's Christmas Eve. Yay, Santa will arrive tomorrow. Isn't that great? All kinds of good stuff's got to be assembled and folded slot A into slot B. That's terrible. Ooh, excuse me. But you know what isn't terrible? That's if you go over to MyPillow.com. That's right. That's MyPillow.com. You go over about three boxes down, about three boxes. It says Radio Specials. That's right. Radio Specials. Click that. Boom. That lets you in the portal. Use the promo code Mojo50. Oh, my goodness gracious. The travel pillow's on sale for like $9. You can't stick that with the beat nowhere. They got slippers and bathrobes and towels and mattress toppers. Oh, man, there's just a plethora. I mean, Santa could definitely go apeshit bananas crazy over there at this time of year. Wouldn't be there in time because, well, you know, we only got hours. But it gives you something to think about. You can always leave the, you know, tracking number, wrap the tracking, there you go, order stuff, wrap up the tracking number, and let them open the tracking number. That's not bad. All right, I told you we were going to do, oh, by the way, that's mypillow.com, that's right, mypillow.com, promo code Mojo50. All right, got it covered there, don't you know. I told you we were going to do regular and twisted. I mean, yeah, Charlie Brown Christmas, oh, you can't beat that. All right. I got one for you. This one is so cute. I'm not exactly sure who does it. I know Bob Rivers does the second one. He may be involved in the first one. But the first one is quite explanatory. And it's a nice little story song for all of those of you that like a story to go along with your music. And to what you're getting for Christmas. And Bob Rivers with the 12 Pains of Christmas. Two. The tunages, we are gonages, my friendages.
You know, they say Christmas is a time for giving. At least that's what the good book says. And at our house every Christmas Eve, my son and daughter and their families drive down from the big city for an old-fashioned family holiday. Heck, Ma dresses up the house like a Christmas card. You can hear her in the kitchen singing while she's baking cookies for the children. And she spends hours wrapping the presents she's been buying since last August. She hangs all the stockings all over the fireplace. Man, the morning of, I cut me down the prettiest darn Christmas tree ever saw in your life. And this year we really outdid ourselves, you know. Ma and I getting on in our years, so we decided to give the kids tax-free cash gifts of $10,000 apiece. Well, I reckon it was around noon when I heard the dogs barking.
Come, Rex! Come, Buster!
There was Jim the mailman in his old Santa cap coming up the walk, teasing the dogs as usual and holding the package. Well, he handed over and he says, Pappy, looks like you got an overnight package from your daughter. Well, Ma tore it open, and to both our horrors, we unwrapped a fruitcake with a note that read,
Aloha, Mom and Dad. At the last minute, we got a cheap fare on the internet and went to Hawaii. Hold on to our gifts till after the first of the year. Love, Princess.
Well, Ma's heart was broken, and I felt a lump in my throat as I thought to myself,
you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
Hey, Princess, you ain't getting shit for Christmas. Fire time to turn, you can stick that fruitcake up your ass.
You ain't getting shit. No, you ain't getting
dick for me and Ma. Yeah, how do you like that? Ma hasn't had a drink in 20 years, and I've been off the sauce myself for a while now, and heck, if there was ever an excuse to start drinking again, who in tarnation could that be? Junior and his family? It was some delivery fella standing there holding what looked like a fruitcake tin with a card attached.
Bob, the company's condo's free this week. And you know how much Pumpkin and I love Hilton Head. Please forward our gifts to this address.
Hey, Ma, save some of that for me! Well, Ma took a conniption, and things turned real ugly. She started breaking things and hurled the turkey and those two fruitcakes right through the front window, and the whole time she was yelling, you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
You ain't getting shit.
Hell, you
Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
oh jeez,
I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
I'm a transformer for Christmas,
charities, and what do you mean you're in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me a beer, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
And finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
batteries not included,
no parking spaces,
buy me something,
get a job, you bum,
facing me in laws,
5 months of bills,
yo ho, sending Christmas cards,
oh jeez, look at this,
one light goes out, they all go out,
and finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
stale TV special,
batteries not included,
no parking spaces,
oh my god, look, the bathroom,
charities,
she's a witch, I hate her,
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Oh, who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight, I blew a fuse,
and finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
singing Christmas carols,
stale TV special,
batteries not included,
no parking. Shut up, you!
Fine, you're so smart, you rig up the lights!
And finding a Christmas tree!
And if you have all those bodies that you have to feed, you won't have any trouble if you go right on over to Prepare with Mojo 50. That's right, that's Prepare with Mojo 50. They've got the 3 month supply, I know, is on a $100 off special, or at least it was the last time I looked. And that's 2,000 calories per meal, or, you know, per day. Not per meal, chizo pizo. 2,000 calories per day, you know, regular breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snatches, I mean snacks, as well as drinks and everything you could possibly need. That's over at preparewithmojo50.com. Don't you know? That's right, preparewithmojo50. Get you on over there. How'd you like that last set? I told you we had some twisted songs in there. 12 Pains of Christmas. Man, isn't it? Don't you know when you're trying to get one strand of lights go, that one bulb goes up, fire trucks the whole shooting shaboodle up. Definitely know the feeling. Every year at the Christmas party at Oshikagi, we watch Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase and... it's hilarious. So, yep, I can empathize with them. I sure, sure. Sure, sure. Yes, sirs. Can. Yep. All right. How about a nice double shot of some 38 special for some more Christmas cheer to go your way? And two to tunages, we have gunnages and ginnages.
Christmas lights out in the yard, a wreath hung on our door. There was Christmas music on the radio. Come. I couldn't wait to see under our tree when Santa's word was done. Yeah, we're singing hallelujah, it's Christmas. Everybody all over the world tonight, we're singing hallelujah, it's Christmas. It's Christmas time again. All year long I tried to be as good as I could be, just a boy with all childhood dreams. Then I sit down and write, dear Santa, don't forget to come my way. I'll see you soon and please make room for my guitar in your sleigh.
Christmas time for
Right. See, it wouldn't be a Rock Friday without some good rock and roll in it. But, you know, besides rock and roll, there's a plenty of more things to do. Let's see what could be the time.
Romper, bomper, stomper, boo, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
Oh, I hope you guys are all having fun. We've been playing some pretty good Christmas tunes. Who we got out there? There's Jen, there's Bob, there's Fred, and there's Allie and Chet and Robert and Danny and Tim and Klopp and Erica too. There's Peyton and Ethan and Lynn and Jamie and Debbie and Linda, my favorite gals. How are you, ladies? There's Sarah, can't forget her. There's David and Brad. Hey, guys, how are you? And Vicky and cousins. That's right, Vicky and Cheryl and Nettie and Marlene. And Heather and Holly and Diane and Mojo Jetty and Jennifer and Mike and Beck and Kim and Jekyll Lazarus and Jason and Carla and Network Crafting and of course Farmer and Audrey and Rick and Kathy and Chelsea and Knights that say knee. There's Fred and Emily and Rob and Jason and Magneto and Chelsea too. I'm sure I've forgotten a few of you, but hey, what can I say? It's the day before my birthday, so without much else to say, how about we do some Christmas twisted type tunes for you serious hardcore rockin' fans? Let's get to some metal clauses, shall we? And away we've gone.
Santa Claus! Ho, 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 ho. We'll be right back.
jingling. Sack off full of toys, bringing Christmas joy to every boy and girl all over the world.
Radio. That's what I heard. Mojo Radio. Let's see. What haven't we done yet? Oh, RomikaDesigns.com. That's right. Oh, Rob Zombie Claws there, or Psycho Stick that did Zombie Claws, which Rob Zombie parody. Funny. They needed to get on over to Romika Designs. I bet you they could get them Psycho Claws, Psycho Stick, Zombie Claws, things, whatever you want to call them. That, you know, you could get them made over there with that laser etching that Romika Designs does. Let's see. We're down to about 6 minutes, and I got 6:45 left in tune. So let's get them running until the break, and then we'll pick it up right on after. So to the last set of tunes before hour two. To the tunes. Double shot of Trans-Siberian Express.